This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast. I'm Brad the Big Noise Evans, joined by Senior Fun Buns, Brandon Funston. And normally we would rifle through a bunch of player props tied to Thursday Night Football, but it's Houston. It's Davis Mills under center, so why? Why are we going to waste our time? But let's go ahead and quickly get a pick out here, Brandon, and maybe one player prop that you might be interested in. The spread on this game is Carolina minus 8. The total is 43. So give me a prediction on the side and game score, my friend. And also just throw out a player prop or player prediction. You know, is it going to be Brandon Cooks for like six catches and 55 yards? Or is it going to be Sam Darnold to Arnold? What do you got for me in this contest that only a fantasy player or sports bettor could love?
All right. Carolina in a walk at home against Davis Mills. I'll say 27-13. That comes out to 40 total points. So I'll take the under, but Carolina to cover with ease. I'll tell you one prop I really like is Christian McCaffrey rushing and receiving yards combined at 134.5. He's been over that number in both games. He's averaging 162.5. He has no less than 22 touches in any game of his five games under the Matt Rhule regime. So I really think that's one I like a whole lot. And I would be tempted to go plus 400 on the Sam Darnold to Dan Arnold anytime touchdown. I'm feeling it coming. The Texans have been fairly generous to the tight end position thus far.
Yes, they have. So generous, in fact, that they have given up. I'll tell you exactly what they've given up. On 21 targets, 18 catches, 177 yards, and a TD to tight ends. And those were Jaguars and Browns tight ends.
Yes.
So, yeah, I like it. I think that's a great call. I'm going to go 30-13. Carolina in this one. So that's right at the it's a push on the total 43.
I kind of like that one too. I like the push. Can I have that one too?
I'm changing mine.
I get an extra field goal there in for it. It's not Graham Gano anymore. Don't ask me who it is, but whatever that kicker in Carolina is, he's getting the extra one there at the end.
Yeah, I don't rank kickers. I don't really care about them at all. And you know, one of my favorite props in this game is the under longest completion for Davis Mills at 34.5 yards.
Oh, good Lord, yes. Yes. Yes, please.
I mean, he's a definition of like a low ADOT guy. And yeah. I sadly and tearfully had to pick him up in a super flex league. I spent way too much money, I want to admit, to get him because I lost Ryan Fitzpatrick. I then lost to Rod Taylor. So he will be in my starting lineup. And I'm going to sit there with a barf bucket and purge the entire night watching it. I guarantee you right now. Other than that, you're playing DJ Moore, obviously Christian McCaffrey, Robbie Anderson, a back end wide receiver 3. Same with Brandon Cooks, nothing more there. And again, if you need a tight end, you know, Sam Darnold to Dan Arnold could be a thing. Could be a thing they could reap some benefit from. With that, let's get to it on this edition of the Fantasy Five.
Number 5.
All right, buy low opportunities is the theme today, Brandon. We're going to run through our list of guys you should go out there and make a low ball offer on to see if your trade suitor will bite. And let's start off at the quarterback position in Josh Allen, a player who is largely underachieved, I feel, Brandon, by his very high standard to begin the season. Why? The inaccuracies of his early career have resurfaced. He is right now through 2 weeks, QB 30 in adjusted completion percentage, though he is number 4 in average depth of target at 10.2. He has tied with Teddy Bridgewater and Trevor Lawrence for most pass attempts beyond 20 yards at 13. So I think better days are ahead, and you look at the schedule, that will most certainly be the case. You get Washington this week, 7.4 YPA allowed, and then you get Houston after that, 7.6 in that category, at Kansas City, Chiefs giving up a 10.4 YPA, and Tennessee, who absolutely got burned by Russell Wilson and Tyler Lockett last weekend. So I think Josh Allen's going to get back to his dominant top 3 quarterback way soon. So again, you might want to throw out a 6-pack of Schlitz for him. So what are your thoughts on him moving forward?
Yeah, and we'll see the rushing touchdown start to come. That's something he has not had a carry inside the 5-yard line yet. Expect his number to get called. You talked about the inaccuracies of Josh Allen, something that plagued him his first couple seasons, but that rushing upside, the big play upside, even in his rookie season, among quarterbacks that played 12 games, he was a top 12 quarterback in fantasy points per game. His second year, still an inaccurate Josh Allen, but playing a full season, was quarterback 6. And then last year, obviously, he ruled the day at the quarterback position. So even if he slips in accuracy, we've seen Josh Allen be a slam dunk QB1, even in that case. It's all going to come back around for him. And I do think, you know, we're going to see a better version. We'll see something more akin to what we saw last year than what we saw the first couple of years with Josh Allen. Too many good playmakers there. I think defenses are overplaying the pass a little bit.
Yeah.
You can see that Buffalo's running the ball really well. Eventually, defenses will understand they can't just completely sell out because they're leaving themselves pretty vulnerable there as well. So, yeah, lots of things that can kind of shake out for Josh Allen to improve where things are going, including the schedule.
Yeah, I think that is certainly going to be the case. Josh Allen about to go boom in Buffalo.
Number 4.
Oh, yeah, let's march on. Oh, yeah, let's talk about a Chicago Bear. Oh, yeah. I may be stiff as a board right now, Brandon, because just announced before we hopped on the podcast today, Justin Fields is going to start in Cleveland. Can you believe it? Matt Nagy actually did it. For now.
Oh, Fields. I know that Josie, you know, Vacation Far Away is my love is your song for him. But Sting, Fields of Gold, you know, kind of seems apt for right now just to, with his first starting designation. It feels so good.
Well, it could be instant riches for this guy. Allen Robinson, who I think you need to buy on the Bear right now. 23.8% of the target share is what he has enticed so far. His A-dot is disastrous at 6.8. That's wide receiver 71. His yards per target, 3.9. What? That's wide receiver 85. Nagy has misused him. They are not running many routes with him beyond 10 yards, but that's all about to change with Justin Fields. That howitzer arm can really stretch defenses. I think it's a boost for Allen Robinson big time. I think it's a boost for Darnell Mooney as well, who's got electric open field speed. David Montgomery, everybody wins with Justin Fields. And if Fields goes out and makes a cannonball splash in his first start, that's going to be all she wrote for Andy Dalton, getting Wally pipped here rest of season. You look at the upcoming matchups. You get Cleveland this week, 8.7 YPA allowed. Detroit, 10.8 YPA allowed so far this season. Then Vegas, then Green Bay. So Allen Robinson, who's outside the wide receiver top 24 at the current moment in time, that will not last much longer. I think he's going to get back to his back-end wide receiver one ways. Are you with me on buying low?
Yeah, look at 2015, an inaccurate, you know, mobile quarterback in Blake Bortles. Allen Robinson went for 14 touchdowns, 1,400 yards. You know, last year with mainly Mitch Trubisky, kind of the same deal, inaccurate mobile quarterback, 1,250 yards and 6 touchdowns. Justin Fields, maybe unrefined, but he's got an arm and he can run the RPO system. And I think that's just going to, you know, he'll be a better version of Trubisky. And he should be, you know, hopefully a better version of Blake Bortles. Although Bortles had a decent year that year. It was all garbage time. But, you know, in terms of arm talent, Justin Fields trumps Trubisky and Blake Bortles in my mind.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Welcome to the party, Chicago. Justin Fields, who has never lost a game in the state of Ohio. Hopefully he's going to keep that trend going against the Browns in week 3.
Number 3.
All right, let's talk about a premium running back. At least he was on draft day, and his image may be tarnished a bit. That is Antonio Gibson of the Fightin' Footballs. I'm still buying low on him, my man. Why? Because of the opportunity share. Top 10 among running backs in that category at 72.7%. Look, he's accumulated 38 touches over the first couple of weeks, and the secondary analytics ain't too shabby either. 3.27 yards after contact per attempt, forced 5 missed tackles on 33 rush attempts, and his routes run per game are up from last year. And I know people can't wash away the bitterness from the J.D. McKissic touchdown, but that was just all about opportunity within a hurry-up scheme for McKissic, and it was able to cross the chalk, much of the chagrin of Gibson backers, but better days are ahead. Maybe not so much in Buffalo this week, as the Bills have given up just 3.4 yards per carry, but after that, you get Atlanta, New Orleans, so New Orleans has been really stout in the trenches, then Kansas City, and a fungible Green Bay defense. So Antonio Gibson, I think bright days on the horizon here for him. You better buy low now because that window is about to slam shut. What are your thoughts on grabbing Gibson now before it's too late?
Yeah, your best buy low candidates are the running backs who've gotten a ton of volume but just haven't found the end zone yet, and their value drops down, and fantasy managers get impatient, and they fail to kind of really look deep into the numbers, and they think J.D. McKissic is a thing. You mentioned he stole the one touchdown. It was on a two-minute drill. You mentioned the passing routes for Antonio Gibson. I mean, he has the same amount of targets as J.D. McKissic, same amount of catches. Just McKissic had that one long catch that kind of really outshined Gibson. But you just want – look, if you said after 2 weeks that McKissic and Gibson were going to be even in targets and in catches, hell yeah, you're signing up for Antonio Gibson. Yeah. Hell yeah, he's almost seven times more carries than J.D. McKissic as well. So, yeah, just give this one time. The rule of three, he's probably going to find the end zone this week. But either way, he's pushing 20 touches each and every week, and that's what you want.
That's exactly right, man. Volume speaks. The numbers, the touchdowns, they shall come. Stay the course or just buy him for nothing and get Antonio Gibson.
Number two.
All right, let's move on to a guy again that I tabbed, the Jonathan Taylor of the 2021 NFL season, and that is juggernaut Javonte Williams, who's going to blast off soon, I think at least to Neptune. Brandon, maybe Uranus, maybe Pluto, maybe well beyond that, into the darkness of space. But Javonte Williams has looked great so far, working in a split backfield with Melvin Gordon. It's only a matter of time before he overtakes the veteran. So far, behind the curtain, 3.04 yards after contact per attempt. He has forced 11 missed tackles on 27 rush attempts. That's a fourth highest mark, and there are a lot of volume guys ahead of him. On that list in the NFL, and he's, you know, again, had 50% of the opportunity share. He's gotten some red zone work, hasn't found the end zone yet with four red zone touches. And listen to the schedule upcoming, because there's some pretty decent matchups on the horizon. You get the Jets this week, 4.2 yards per carry allowed. Baltimore will be tough at 2.8 yards per carry allowed to the running back position. And at Pittsburgh, Vegas, you like that matchup. And then at Cleveland, you know, it may still take another three, five or so weeks. But he's going to start chipping away at that timeshare and start gaining some distance from Melvin Gordon. It could be an unreal, a spectacular second half of the season one that could be defining for you if you get him now on the cheap, because he could take you to the playoffs and maybe to Title Town. So what are your thoughts on Javonte Williams? You going after him hard right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you would love to hear that, you know, Javonte Williams averaging 13.5 carries through the first 2 weeks. Our whole deal was, yeah, it's going to take a little bit of time to overcome Melvin Gordon, but he's getting almost even split with Melvin Gordon, and his numbers are better if you're looking at the advanced analytics, the yards after contact and all that. And you talk about that schedule. I mean, it's opened up great, but really the way the AFC West is shaping up, the Chiefs are the third most fantasy points allowed to the running back. The Chargers are ninth, and the Raiders are 11th most. They have six games, the Denver Broncos do, upcoming against those AFC West opponents. And, oh, by the way, you get the Lions and the Bengals mixed in during the playoff run. I mean, Javonte Williams might have the best running back schedule the rest of the way of any running back in the league. And if he just continues to do what he's doing, he's going to separate himself from Melvin Gordon even more, and he's going to reap huge benefits of that schedule.
No doubt about it. Get your mitts on juggernaut Javonte now before that slash discounted price expires.
Number one.
Oh, and number one here in our buy low candidates, it's got to be Saquon Barkley, because, look, the training wheels are about to come off, Brandon. You know, coming off the extended layoff, getting some of those extra days to rest. Remember, he played 58 of 69 snaps in that loss to Fightin' Footballs last Thursday night football. You know, that all that should do him wonders. The extended rest, the increase in usage, and Daniel Jones, too. The poor man's Lamar Jackson. suddenly utilizing those legs will really open some things up for Saquon. So this is your last opportunity to get him at a slashed rate. 2.83 yards after contact per attempt. Nothing to scoff at there. That's what he's notched so far this season. Only forced 3 missed tackles on 23 attempts. And I know there's offensive line issues, but I think the Saquon of old is about to resurface. Upcoming schedule, we get Atlanta this week. 4.6 yards per carry allowed. Then at New Orleans, then Dallas and the Rams. And the Rams, not nearly as unyielding as we've seen in years past, giving a 4.5 yards per carry. So Saquon, who I'm getting a lot of comments on social media about, hey, Brad, should I trade this player for Saquon? Universally, I've said yes, yes, and yes again. And I think you're with me there.
Yeah, for the first time this season, I've ranked him as a top 10 fantasy running back against Atlanta. He had 84% of the snaps last week. You mentioned the training wheels have come off. I liken it to when you go to the hospital for some kind of a procedure and you recuperate, and then when you have to leave, they make you like sit in the wheelchair and wheel you out to the front door, even though you can walk there. That's kind of where Saquon Barkley was the first couple weeks. They're wheeling him out to the front door. Now they say, okay, you can get up on your own and you're free to go. And I think this is where he's at metaphorically. He is free to go and to be turned loose in a great matchup against Atlanta. Should just continue to build. He had the 41-yard run in week 2 that looked like Saquon Barkley. Not everything else. You know, a lot of the just kind of make something out of nothing stuff still needs to come. But I think we're going to see some of that this week. And we should start seeing him getting more involved in the passing game. It's just a huge weapon. If you look at what they've done the first couple of weeks, there's only been a couple of catches, I think, in each game. There's so much more room for that to be opened up, and I expect that to start happening this week as well.
Yeah, I think it's 100 combined yards with ease this week and at least a touchdown. He's got to get back on track. Oh, speaking of track, that's a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track. Yeah, oh, rapido mode. We like to squeeze in a lot of info at a quick pace on this show. Please follow us on social media, Brandon at Brandon Funson on Twitter, me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, as well. And until next time, adios, amigos!